This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. If you're heading to Germany at this time of year, your plans might include checking out a late-running Oktoberfest, spending a weekend in the Bavarian countryside, and visiting some of Berlin's world-class museums. But for syndicated columnist Joe Matthews, one of the high points of his recent trip to Germany was riding the country's bullet trains. Here in the Golden State, we've barely broken ground on our high-speed rail project, and the price tag keeps on climbing, with the latest estimates running as high as $71 billion. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, Joe says there's a lot we could learn from Germany's high-speed rail system.
It's not as fast as the California one will be. It goes about 180 miles an hour. California's is supposed to approach 220. But Germany does the most important thing in high-speed rail well, and it's not how much it costs or when the construction deadlines or whether the money is from the federal government or the state government or the Chinese. It's about connecting people very effectively to each other, to jobs, cultural institutions, all those things. If you're going to spend money on these things, and they're always expensive, you need to have really good connections, and that's what the Germans do well.
Why is this issue of connections so important, so fundamental?
Because the value of this, the economic, cultural, all the value of this is in being able to connect this. You want high-speed rail, not just because you want trains that go fast. You want people to get to each other faster so they get to each other more often. They make money together. They make culture together. They do all those things. That's how you pay for this. That gives it value. I would point, and what the Germans are particularly good at is stations. They have stations that are real public spaces that are have mall. They're some sort of malls that are often in city centers and sort of connect you very quickly to places. So even though the trains aren't as fast, the connections are better and you actually get where you need to go faster. And they've seen as a result, you know, the estimates are close to a 3% annual growth they can attribute to their high-speed rail. If we could do that in California, this is a success. But if we don't have connections, and there are places, France is a good example, with lots of stations that aren't really near centers and aren't as good as connecting, though critics may be right, and this may be a terrible waste of time and money.
What do you think it takes to make those kinds of connections? And do you think that we have all the elements needed to come up with that kind of a system?
Well, it takes real thought and planning and governance. It means that you have to, you know, put together the station, the high-speed rail, with what you're doing in the city. Now, am I an optimist about those things in California? No, but there are signs. You know, San Francisco has and has got a big hole in the ground where a big transbay sort of, the Germans would love it, kind of station that does a lot of different things is being built for $4 billion. Mm-hmm. Fresno, which is, you know, early in the high-speed rail construction in California, has done a lot of planning to integrate their station into the city center in a larger sort of redesign and redevelopment of the center of their city right around the station, the area called Fulton Mall. Those are good signs.
But you're saying basically that what we need is somebody who or some group that can make a case to a very wide range of constituencies, from farmers to urban folks, from north to south, from inland to the coast, from rich to poor.
I think that's right. I also think it would be good if this wasn't such an outlier. You know, a time when we're still so focused on frugality, and that's sort of been the message from Sacramento. You know, high-speed rail seems kind of out of sorts. If high-speed rail was part of a larger thinking about how to rebuild, reconstruct the state for economic reasons, culture reasons, climate change reasons, if it was in that frame and this was one piece upon other pieces, which is what needs to happen, I think it would be a bigger sell. You'd have more of a story to sell. Now it sort of feels like a weird kind of outlying thing, and that's not working.